breaking down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the topics that have made it this week from number 10 to number 1. Also, the people that are in focus. Talkers.com does that research. And every single day, you can log on to Talkers.com to see what's going on. As a matter of fact, we'll talk after we go through all of the stories about some of the positioning of talk radio hosts in the post-election environment that we're in. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, here first of all with the Talkers charts for the week of November 5th to the 9th. Michael?
No question about it. An election, the magnitude of which we have just seen, really is a turning point for all kinds of things within the news talk radio world. So let's go through these stories, but we know that number one really was a big number one. It was almost number one and only. At number 10, we had some talk about the National Football League action. At number 9, climate change controversy, sparked, of course, by Hurricane Sandy. At number 8, financial markets activity. Number 7, Iran's nuclear ambitions. Number 6, ongoing discussion about the Benghazi attack. Number 5, the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Number 4, the deficit issue. Number 3, looming tax increases. Number 3, the congressional races and ballot issues that were decided in this election. And, of course, number 1, the presidential election. And that ties into so many of the other things that we talked about. It ties into the hurricane. It ties into climate change. It ties into the financial markets. The presidential election was like the hub of a big wheel with lots of subjects being the spokes that emanated from it in all directions. The People Survey, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is there at number 10. Paul Ryan, who was kind of missing in action for much of this campaign. Some people blame the Romney campaign on that. Some said it was a good idea that he was missing in action. Number 9, Joe Biden, another, is he an asset or a deficit to his campaign? At number 8, Chris Christie at 7, wound up playing a role in this whole affair. At number 6, we have Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton at 5, Harry Reid at 4, John Boehner at 3. And, of course, number 2 is Mitt Romney, and number 1 is Barack Obama. Although there's been a lot of talk about why did Mitt Romney lose? Yes. I find that to be very interesting, as if it were a fait accompli in the minds of many that it was a given he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite the way it turned out.
All right, so then what's your answer to that question?
Oh, my answer is always ridiculously simple. He lost because more people voted for Obama. I personally don't buy into any of this. It's because minorities came out to vote. Like, you know,
I always love it when somebody says, the people have spoken. Yeah, the people have spoken, and half of them voted for one guy, and just a little less than half voted for the other guy. So they've spoken and said that, you know, we don't agree. This is not a landslide. This is just barely a squeak side.
Yeah.
And so under the circumstances, there are a lot of people, though, Michael, who are taking pot shots at the political environment on some of our favorite talk radio programs, whether they be local or national in scope. So the folks at Talkers.com, i.e. you, and the editors and writers, have talked to a lot of the people who do these programs to sort of get an observation about the positioning of these programs. And I wonder, it's just the gradient issue here isn't whether Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, and some of the other quote-unquote A-level players have an audience. That's not the question. The question is what to do with the B and the C players on stations that now are finding their audience diminishing and getting older. And that seems to be what a lot of people are scratching their head wondering, what do we do? Is that legitimate, or are there other things?
You asked and answered the question.
I didn't mean to. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'll jump off at that point. But the fact is, people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity aren't going to change what they're doing. They're very successful.
They don't have to.
And the only people the only real people out there that are saying these guys are slipping are people who view them through a political lens.
Uh-huh.
You got to be very careful when you hear mainstream media or organizations or a lot of people talking about how successful the A players on both the left and the right are, because they tend to judge it in political terms as opposed to broadcasting terms.
Right.
And you can't judge radio by political terms. You have to judge it by how much ratings and revenue they gather and why. That being said, the players out there that are emulating the big players, that want to find their place in the carnival, so to speak, where they can do their act, they have to consider other things. There are so many other options for, you know, the broad umbrella term spoken word radio that are just not being explored.
Right.
And that is, I think, a big discussion to come out of this election. I do think to a certain degree there's a reflection and a little bit of introspection on the part of all hosts as to how vitriolic the rhetoric should be. I think there's a general feeling in the industry, whether it's said honestly or not, that maybe we've gone too far.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even good for the country. Oh, heaven forbid that somebody should care about the good of the country.
Yeah.
But I think that you're going to see basically it continue. I think the presidential election of 2016 will be underway, I think, in about 10 minutes. The congressional election of 2014 began last week.
Well, that's an interesting place for us to sort of go down on the other side of the road. The number three item, or what is it? Actually, there are the number three and number four both have to do with the fiscal cliff,
yeah.
The deficit and the tax increases and that sort of thing. A lot of people think that if something isn't done during even the lame duck session, that the congressional people, if they let this sit, they'll be the target big time of talk radio and also people who would run against them. It's only 2 years till the next congressional election, and if they don't do something that makes sense, the public's going to take it out at the polls.
No question. And the public is as ignorant as the public can seem. The public is not as foolish as some people think.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fool all the people all the time. And I think that the public will take it out on them. But you got to remember, these are the people the public put in power.
But they didn't. That's the thing. If you look back, you know, how many conversations on talk radio programs did you hear earlier in the year? Congress has a 12% approval rating, never been lower. President has a 24% approval rating, never been lower. They're all back.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the vicious cycle and the incongruity of the whole darn discussion is that the people are expressing their disgust with the government, and yet the people continue to vote the scoundrels in.
So they're not really expressing disgust at all if they don't do it at the ballot box.
No, no. And it seems that moderate candidates from either side lose.
Yeah. Right.
So what does that tell you?
It tells you that we have a crazy country.
You can pull your hair out following this.
Yeah, right. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here. We're discussing the Talkers charts for the week and the things that are a part of discussions, important discussions on a lot of great news talk radio stations in our country.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Don't miss it. Our flooring sale ends Monday, so get to your local store. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the one near you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
This holiday season, we at Santa Rita have a lot to be thankful for. Thank you, Wine and Spirits Magazine, for naming us Winery of the Year for the 10th time. Thank you, Wine Enthusiasts, for naming so many of our wines best buys. But most of all, thank you for helping us support our troops.
When you purchase Santa Rita wines this season, we'll donate foam minutes to help our troops abroad stay in touch with their loved ones. With nearly 10 million minutes donated over the past 5 years, that's a lot to be thankful for. Santa Rita, great wines for a great cause. Imported by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Michael Harrison continuing with us now on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 5 on the chart this week has to do with the aftermath of Sandy, the other storm that came up the coast this week, global warming, where is Saturn? Some astrologers say that's entering into whatever it is. That isn't really a focus. One of the things that I've heard people talking about more and more, it seems that hosts are willing to criticize some of the sacred cows from the charity department. That is the Red Cross. I've heard conversations this week about, and CBS has done a big deal to benefit the Red Cross, and yet a lot of people say, okay, where's the money going? People are asking about overhead. People are asking about local charities. Why wouldn't you get behind local charities? And I wonder what your research, you know, you've written about it at talkers.com. What does it tell you?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert on how charities operate, but I do know that they've been talking about charities and the efficiency of how they operate for a long time. This is not the first time this has happened. It usually comes up after the charities are front and center because of a storm or a disaster. People wonder, where's the money? Where's it going? How's it spent? And then, of course, you have all those fraudulent charities out there that pop up, the scams of the world that take people's money. So this is not a new subject. And it's one that I think should be very carefully talked about and analyzed, because it does take a lot of money to run a charity, and there are people who make their livings being charity workers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give money to a charity, you should know what percentage of every dollar is going to the victims that the charity is helping, or to the research itself that the charities claim to be supporting, and how much goes to operation. And that is something a lot of people don't know and don't even think about. It just makes them feel good. I gave to this, I gave to that. But you might be giving to nothing. You might be giving to a lot of people having jobs. The charity is for the people working there. And I don't want to put down any charities or charity workers. You know, that's not my, I don't have the right to do that because I don't know enough about it. But as far as the big picture is concerned, there you go.
Yep. All right. One last question in the moments we have remaining. That has to do with talk radio hosts who ran for office. And that seems to be an increasing element in elections, whether they're local or regional. How successful were any of the radio hosts who were trying to run?
I think it comes down the middle of 50-50. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but there have been a couple of stories of some who made it and some who didn't.
Mm-hmm. How much of a factor is the fact that they're on the air to people's giving them credibility?
I think it gives you, I think it's a platform that's impressive. I think it gives you a start, especially if you have a following in the region or in the nation, just as somebody coming from a big business position. It is a help, but of course it only gets you so far.
Right. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, talkers.com. Check it out every day. The list of the hot topics are there, but there are also other really interesting anecdotal stories about hosts and stories that may be regional. It's just a very
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Radio Countdown Show on the air. Now, Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, featured and quoted about scams all over the media. He has a certificate of merit from the American Bar Association. I don't know what that'll get him. I'm never too sure about what awards from your fellow lawyers are all about there, Mr. Wiseman.
Yes.
Right? But listen, the important thing is you're working on ways to help people. Scamicide.com is a website dedicated to informing the public about the dangers of scams, and there have been plenty of them since the Sandy aftermath. Maybe you'd like to bring us up to date on some of the ones that you've discovered since last we spoke.
Yeah, actually, you know, there are the ones for the people directly affected in regard to phony FEMA officials, phony insurance adjusters, phony contractors. But the big thing for much of the rest of the country and what's coming out now is twofold. And one's been getting some publicity, one has totally been not. The one that has been getting publicity is phony charities. And so, you know, we all want to help these people. And so we want to give to charities. We may get an email or a call or a text message, but you've got to be sure that it is a legitimate charity. And so the easiest way is, first of all, you never give out your credit card on the phone because to someone who calls you because you don't know who they are. Same thing with someone who emails me. You don't know who they are. If you want to give, give to whatever organization, be it Red Cross or others, and do it directly. And the key thing there is you may want to check out this organization. There's a website, charitynavigator.org, where you can find out, one, if the charity is legitimate, and two, how much of it is going to line their pockets and how much is going to the charity.
Well, that's why I get on the Red Cross all the time. Some of these other big, the Susan Komen Foundation,
oh, yeah.
A tremendous amount of that money goes. First of all, they don't spend it all where they say they're going to anyway. Secondly, they have all kinds of overhead. Find a local charity, a group, a church, maybe something like that. Isn't that what you would advise? And if you want to help out that way.
Yeah, help directly without all the bureaucracy, and you get your money goes to the right place. The other thing which you're coming out, you're going to be hit with these scammers taking advantage of, hey, how can I make a buck off this? It's a new investment. I can let you in on the ground floor of this new generator, this new mold preventer, this new water removal system. You don't invest in anything you don't know about and without checking out the companies that are saying it. You can go to scamicide.com and get the particular websites to check them out.
All right, but one of them you say is charitynavigator.com.
Yeah, .org.
Really
good. They'll give you the lowdown, and it'll be kind of scary of the so-called legitimate charities.
Right, exactly. All right, next item of interest from the charts this week, provided by talkers.com, the Tucson shooter late in the week got a life sentence. From the legal perspective, this takes this guy out of the market, certainly. But are there other, even at this point, is there another charge to be filed, the state charges? Because these are the feds that he went to jail on. And if that's the case, does it make any sense to follow through on any state charges?
Yeah, they're not going to. And what's kind of interesting here is he's going to get out after Bernie Madoff. And I say that he actually got 7 life sentences.
Yeah.
And when he finishes that, they added on another 140 years.
Oh, good. Okay. So
and
he's fine.
He plea-bargained for this. What the hell were they offering him before? So, no, he's never getting out. The one thing he probably gained by plea-bargaining is he may go to some mental facility rather than a prison, but he will never see light of day again.
Is that, in fact, the only way he could be saved? Is it likely that if he were to go to a conventional prison, he'd get bumped off?
Yeah.
Is that what happened to you guys?
He would be just, you know, meat thrown to the wolves in a regular prison.
Right. Okay, speaking of easy meat, Eric Holder, who has been the Department of Justice leader, Attorney General, he's on his way out. You got to wonder when you look at some of these people, it was not long after the election that the announcement came, there were 4 or 5 people that needed to be replaced. One wonders if Geithner is one of them. Mrs. Clinton, it doesn't seem the president wants to go, but she, I think, wants to go. But anyway, there's a bunch of people in there, but Holder is top on the list. And one can't help but wonder if the president didn't want to replace him before the election, but is eager to get rid of him now because he's been a liability.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Holder came in with great expectations, and unfortunately,
he was a zero. He was a zero.
Yep.
Never mind. He was a zero and a drag on a lot of things, and he doesn't appear to be a very good lawyer either. I mean, what do the bars say about this guy and his just basic abilities as a lawyer?
Well, his basic abilities as a lawyer aren't bad, but it takes more than that to be an attorney general, and you have to be an administrator, and he has been abysmal at that. And you're absolutely right. The president would have loved to have jettisoned him a while ago, but to do so would have probably been negative publicity. So you'll see him be going really quickly. You're right as far as...
And Geithner, too. Geithner's liability. Get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't know about Geithner. Geithner still seems to have the president's confidence.
Really?
Hillary, he doesn't want to go, but she, and I think she's done an able job, has just been worn out.
I think she's very good. Frankly, looking, she's number 5 on the list of people on the talkers' charts this week. Given all of the things that have been strong about her, she's one of the ones you'd like to see not go. All right, so anyway, there are a couple of stories and comments about stories, especially look out for the scams, from our attorney, the legal advisor on the countdown. Is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with our featured talk radio guest this week. It's Dave Heyer, who's on AM 1280 WONW in Defiance, Ohio, Northwestern Ohio. Dave is an active member of the community, the broadcast community, and also the community of Defiance and the greater community in Northwest Ohio, a place where I have roots because of my attendance at Heidelberg in Tiffin, which is down the road a bit, about an hour from Defiance. So we're happy to have you here, Dave, to discuss not only the top 10 topics that are listed on the talkers.com website, the overview of the national things, but I'm interested to know from you, I always am when I talk to the folks in the local markets around the country, what the big issues are there. And I don't want to answer the question, but I'm going to speculate that one of the things that a lot of people were interested in because of the impact it has on the economy in Northwest Ohio, the automotive business, I remember somebody saying to me during the course, knowing that I have strong connections in Ohio, that there was a line pretty much drawn from Cleveland to Columbus down to Cincinnati, and what was south of that line were votes for Mitt Romney, and what was north of that line were votes for Barack Obama. You think that was accurate?
Well, to a degree, yeah. I mean, you mentioned the big cities, the three C's, as we refer to them here,
right.
Cleveland, Columbus, Cincy, pretty heavily Democratic, as I think everything kind of bore itself out on Tuesday night. Outside of that, really, in the rural parts of the area north of that line, Defiance is kind of interesting. We're kind of smack dab in the middle. We're about halfway between Toledo and Fort Wayne, Indiana, so we're... It's kind of in that kind of rural heartland. A lot of, most of it's pretty rural, agricultural, and most of that, and I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but a lot more heavily Republican.
Yeah.
You get into the bigger cities, and Defiance is, The interesting thing with Defiance is we have a pretty sizable General Motors powertrain plant foundry, and there's also one in Toledo, and the city of Defiance itself, our population just a little bit shy of 20,000. It's the UAW, the unions are pretty strong here, so a little bit more democratic than when you get to the more rural parts of the county. So
I think that holds with a lot of communities. Tiffin's it's a little larger than Defiance. Back again to the reference to Heidelberg, Defiance College, by the way, is another great liberal arts school in your town, and that community within your greater community tends to be a little left of center. And so not all college professors and all people involved in post-secondary education are left of center, but my experience at Heidelberg anyway suggests that there, if you were to take account of the people, if you had 100 profs, I'm betting 70 or 75 of them would have voted for Obama. You think that's the case with the profs at Defiance?
Maybe to some degree. I think usually it is. It depends on whether it's a church-related institution, which, if I'm not mistaken, Heidelberg is, correct?
Heidelberg's not so much. It does have connections to the UCC, but not as strong by any stretch of the imagination as they used to be. So I don't know that that's much of an influence. I just think, in general, maybe it depends on coursework, too, what courses offered, because, I guess I'm asking, is Defiance not the same as Heidelberg then?
Well, you mentioned the UCC. That's the church that Defiance College is associated with. And it's one of probably the more liberal, so-called mainline Protestant denominations.
Right. Yeah.
I would say probably maybe similar to what your instructors, professors at Heidelberg probably would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But in general, outside, as is the case, I think, as you're pointing out, most of the Northwest communities in Ohio, there is a Republican slant to the thinking. But I wonder if, in discussing some of these issues, as you listen around there where you are, if people were a little wary, W-A-R-Y, and maybe worried as well, W-O-R-R-Y, about the hard right stance of some, just over the line in Indiana, and I'm sure your signal gets in there, a discussion of the Republican candidate and his losing because of his extreme stance. And I wonder how much that creeps into the conversation there, extremism on both sides.
Maybe not so much. I think a lot of people are more focused, not so much on the social things. And you're talking about Richard Murdoch, obviously,
yep,
who lost the Senate race over in Indiana, and the comments he made about rape and abortion and whatnot. But I think really at the end of the day, more people, except for maybe the young people that maybe are a little bit more focused on the social issues like abortion, gay marriage, that type of thing, but people that it's not their first rodeo, as they say, maybe are a little bit more focused on the economy, on jobs, on either getting a job or keeping their job.
All right, so then I wonder if I was listening to your station or some of the other stations even that are around, if there ever was a discussion, given the fact that Defiance is a heavily union community, because, as you said, there are a couple of auto plants there, if, in fact, the union folks ever talk about how it is they support somebody for higher office that, in fact, supports the allowance of a lot of illegals coming into the country to take their jobs.
That's one of the so-called catch-22, because the union support really for the president, I think, has been pretty strong, and they really, you brought up the illegal illegal immigrations.
Yeah,
I think maybe the stereotype is and I'm not talking about the rank and file voters, or certainly any of the guys that work out at the plant, with I guess the stereotype is that with at the national level of the Democratic Party, they're maybe free votes.
I guess I'm wondering also, sort of coupled with that, if in fact there ever is a conversation there about people who belong to the union who don't want to support the Democrats, who don't want to support Obama, and, you know, Ohio is one of those interesting states where there's a strong Republican governor who's very extraordinarily overpartisan, but he's pretty partisan, and his election, and then the congressional seats and the voting for the Democrat for president. It's very interesting to see how that sort of thing shakes out, don't you think?
I think so. In fact, my father-in-law, I guess, to bring a little bit of family into this, I was in a conversation with my wife a couple nights ago, and he, you know, I think he started on like day one or day two when working at the, and he's passed away, you know, quite some time ago now, when the GM powertrain plant opened way back in like 1948,
right.
and retired from there. And she mentioned, you know, hey, my dad was a Democrat. And I said, well, you know, I'm not so sure that he might have not have kind of crossed over
changed
to the other side by now.
Yeah, well, the old blue dog Democrats, there are fewer and fewer of those. And that becomes the ideological problem. Both sides have a limited camp. And so that brings me around to wondering whether any of the folks in your area talk about a third party with any credibility.
I don't really hear it that much. They're, you know, once in a while you hear some people maybe mention that maybe Ron Paul should have kind of broken off in a third party thing, and there's not really honestly that much. Gary Johnson, I believe his name was, Libertarian.
Yep, Libertarian. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So we're in Defiance, Ohio. Dave Heyer is here from AM 1280 WONW. The local conversation about now the crops as the drought had a major impact on you and your area this summer. What has been the shakeout? Was it as bad as originally predicted for the farmers? Not so bad? What are you hearing about the local economy there in regard to agriculture?
Well, corn was rough. That is the biggest thing. The wheat, of course, I think a lot of that was close to being harvested when the drought was really bad and we had the really nasty summer. The beans, I don't I'm not being a farm person myself necessarily, but I don't think the beans fared quite as badly as the corn. The corn was just a really poor year for that.
Yeah, right. So people worry about that. It probably affects the economy of your area as well, does it not?
It does to some degree, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation with Dave Heyer from AM 1280 WONW in Defiance, Ohio, as we go through the issues in a moment. We'll take a shot at the top stories from the Talkers chart and see what Dave thinks applies to his area. What are the, if I go through the top 10, would they have the same impact? Would they be in that same order if we were to go poll the people on the street in Defiance, Ohio, here on The Countdown?
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Don't miss it. Our flooring sale ends Monday, so get to your local store. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the one near you.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at ToBeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. Or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
It's time for all Americans to do our jobs. Because we believe people can govern themselves, American citizenship conveys both rights and responsibilities. But I worry that Americans have overhyped and misunderstood our rights and undervalued and ignored our responsibilities. I understand why. We often feel like our rights are being threatened, because the overreach of government has left us feeling powerless. But we're not powerless. We can effectively defend freedom in our own communities and in our country. Protecting our freedom is our responsibility, not someone else's. Freedom does not begin in the White House. It begins in our house. We the people means you and me. And our first duty as citizens is to protect and defend our own freedom. That is our responsibility as Americans.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dave Heyer from AM 1280 WONW in Defiance, Ohio. Ohio, the critical state. Ohio, if you don't have Ohio, you don't win, period. End of story. A lot of hard campaigning. By the way, how much in Defiance did you see either of the two major candidates?
Well, we had a pretty huge rally for Mitt Romney. I think almost, it was just about 2 weeks, 12 days, I guess, before the election.
Mm-hmm.
It brought about 16,000 people to town, and and the enthusiasm was great, except the one thing that really wasn't that kind of dropped the enthusiasm level a bit was Meatloaf's performance.
It was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, he don't even. He says, "I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney." Oh, wait a minute, I'm not registered to vote. So that kind of takes
that
the steam
out later, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, exactly. All right, so you had some direct involvement in the presidential election, which is number one this week on the countdown, the national charts for this past week, November 5th to the 9th. And your area, I'm trying to remember who the congressman is, and I can't remember who was. Who's your congressman?
That would be Bob Latta.
Bob Latta, and how Bob Latta is he replaced Gilmore.
Right.
And he seemed to be a wallflower. I knew Paul Gilmore and liked him. His wife happens to be on the board. She's an interesting political character in Ohio herself. But she was on the board at Heidelberg with me, and we became pretty good friends. I didn't get a good feeling from Latta because it just seemed like he was a lightweight. Is he serving your people okay? He got reelected.
Yeah, he did. Now, the thing with that is the way our districts are at this particular point in time, it's, a Republican. I don't want to say that you could put, SpongeBob SquarePants next to the Republican name and people
right,
would vote for it.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's, it would be a pretty tough, some pretty catastrophic things would have to happen, let's say, for him not to get elected.
Right. What about ballot issues that you had when you voted? A lot of states had interesting ballot issues, the suicide, GMO, food labeling, marijuana. What was there anything that shone to the surface there?
Well, nothing that's quite the source of comedic material is the marijuana initiative necessarily, but there was an issue as far as who is going to control the redistricting of the congressional districts here,
mm-hmm.
and that at this. That failed at this point.
Right.
I
guess there has been a lot of speculation on programs that you carry on your station, WONW, as to whether talk radio is doing the service it needs to provide for all of the potential listeners your station may have. What sort of input have you had maybe on your social media as to what your listeners want? What have you learned from the election, or are they happy to have whatever the mix is that you have on the air there?
Well, there's not really been that much traffic, honestly, on Facebook and some of the other things. At this point, I think people are really, after a while, when you listen to Rush, you know what you're going to get. When you listen to Glenn Beck, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
and people just seem comfortable with that at this point.
Yeah. All right. So that means that there's not likely to be a big change, and that's probably A-OK. You have a listener base, and that's what you need. But there is room for other stuff around. It's a question of how it all gets positioned. But I appreciate mostly hearing from you. The interest that your station has in the countdown, I'm glad to be on the station with all of my programs. And it's good to have you here, Dave. Thank you. Dave Heyer from AM 1280 WONW in Defiance, Ohio.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Levine from LCO Online. Levine Communication Office is in Los Angeles. He's here every week with us on the countdown to sort of overview, because he runs a big PR firm in L.A. He understands what it takes to image things. Obviously, the image that Mr. Obama had with certain voters was stronger than the image Mr. Romney had. And I have said, Michael, you can reflect on this if you like. I don't know if it's a PR thing. I guess it kind of is. When you look at the supporters, the younger people who actually voted Obama in, that's how he got over the top. If, in fact, Mitt Romney had taken somebody like you and strategized with Ron Paul to get the young men who were supporting him into his tent, he would have won.
Well, I do think there is a changing demographic at play that you just simply factually cannot ignore. But I have a somewhat different take on some of what you're saying.
Okay.
I think this election reveals a very depressing aspect of American life, which is we have become a nation that I think has crossed the line and want Santa Claus for president. We do not want Barack Obama or Mitt Romney or a Republican or a Democrat. We want Santa Claus.
So these people have put up an image that doesn't say I'm Santa Claus, but it certainly, in a basic sense...
Well, Barack Obama does. Barack Obama says... hope, change, I love you, I'm going to take from the wealthy people and make sure you get yours. I think that Americans want free things. Many Americans want free things. They want Santa Claus to give them stuff. Now, who indeed votes overwhelmingly in the Democratic column? Well, we have minorities. We have single women. And this is tragic. I am not blaming a political party or candidate. I'm no longer angry at Obama or Romney or Republicans or Democrats or Harry Reid. I'm angry at us because we have had a lot of help in falling into this pathological place, but I think we have just moved into a mindset where we want free things, and whichever candidate will give us the most free stuff, we don't want to give up anything. We don't want to give up Big Bird. We don't want to give up PBS. We don't want to give up anything. We want more free things. We're like children. And now, we have been taught to think this way over many years. We have spent money we didn't have over many years. We've created an addiction, if you will. We're like addicts. And so politicians can be thought of as pushers, and electorate can be thought of as addicts. And we know how the addiction story ends. It doesn't end well.
Well, it doesn't change the results of the election. Interesting, when you look at the PR, the essence of how badly Congress and the president were thought of just months ago, and the fact that all these people pretty much to the person were sent back to congressional jobs, exactly. Senatorial jobs, the president. You got to wonder whether these polls have any value at all, frankly.
Certain polls do. I mean, certain were accurate. Nate Silver was accurate. Certain ones were. The truth is that this was a very, very close election. But the young people, the minority.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination.
If occasional digestive issues
Santa Claus,
are making you...
President Obama, and the Republican base, the evangelicals and all of the other did not come out to the same degree for Romney. I think it says something very, if this nation reelected this president at this time, which it did, we should weep for our society, not because he's a bad man. He's not a bad man. It's just because he hasn't produced a result. This man should have lost 45 states.
Yeah,
but Santa Claus is popular, and America loves Santa Claus. Give me more free things.
Plus the fact that there was a lot of the promotional stuff, the advertising that was done was despicably dishonest.
Oh,
and it was beyond imagination.
Listen, absolutely, I would say that both campaigns were exceedingly rough, but the Obama team bordered on the
libelous, slanderous stuff.
And sleazy, contemptible, absolutely contemptible. Now, both campaigns were very rough. I don't want to say that Mitt Romney is a candidate for sainthood, but absolutely contemptible.
Michael Levine runs the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and LCO is the winner of the Bulldog Award for Excellence in Media Relations and Publicity. He's here with us weekly on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.